Why is front row getting scared?
I get to ask which question.
Yeah.
I know you won a lot of games, but is it rare that you have a game you get out on a fast start, manage a third period, kind of a stress-free night, relatively speaking?
They're never stress-free. The one thing is, it's tough. You jump out to a 4-0 lead in the first period. We were in the locker room. We didn't think it was a 4-0 game. But pucks were going in the net for us, and we capitalized on our opportunities. When that happens, you're really putting a team on its heels. It was how are we gonna handle this? And we got a couple more in the second. Power play did what it had to do, and then you get to the third, and you're playing for your goalie. And we gave up 7 shots. I'm sure they were probably didn't have the zip in their step they had in the first period, but still, you got to handle that. And you're playing for your goalie in the third, and that's what they did.
Goals have been hard to come by for Sergachev this year, but you mentioned before how his game's taken a step from last year. How would you describe the difference in terms of the way he's?
Well, I think a lot of times players will base their game on points. Coaches don't. Are they nice to have? There's no question. Do you need goals to win games? Of course you do. But when you're up a goal late, you don't really need the other goal. You need to be able to defend. And those are parts of the game that he has just gotten better at and better at. And you just watch him, his poise going back for pucks, where he might have been maybe unsure a little bit last year. So much more confidence going back. He's using his big frame he has now, and that's all just part of growth, and that's what's happening.
You're running out of ways to describe Nikita Kucherovsky.
Yes, now I'm so much more comfortable.
Do you find ways that you can keep describing the way Nikita Kucherovsky plays? 11 points in 3 games.
Yeah, as the game's going on, I don't know who's really getting the assists and stuff like that. Like, you're watching the plays be made, and then you're jumping ahead to who are they putting out next and all these other things. And, you went in after the first period and saw you had 3 points. And geez, the kid's hot. But this is how it goes for scorers. And you want consistency in your game, and he's been pretty darn consistent all year. Now, this little stretch when we weren't scoring, but nobody was scoring. It wasn't just him. But he's a dynamic player. And when he's shooting the puck like he was tonight, and that goal he scored was effortless, just on and off his stick. You just got to keep throwing him out there because you take advantage of when he's rolling like that. But, are you going to get 3 or 4 points a night? Probably not, but he's finds himself on the score sheet more often than not, and big part of our team. That's not being captain obvious there, but it's his entire game is it just he just keeps improving. And, can't be anything but happy for him.
I know I was sitting right here Saturday, and I asked you after you had a -4 night against Pittsburgh, a victory. You weren't worried about it. Why weren't you worried about it?
Well, part of this is because I know him. I've been around him quite a bit. I've watched him grow as a player, as a human. I've watched him become a dad. And if you're naive to sit here and think maybe 2 games, you're not going to have one where the stats aren't on your side. And you just go back and you talk about it. And the one thing is he's said it. He's grown where the frustration, everybody gets frustrated, but you learn to brush it off a little bit more as you, age and get experience, and that's what he does, and you just turn the page. And we tell our guys, you got to turn the page in this league because the games come at you, fast, and can't hang on to things, and he didn't, and look where he's at.
I know Ernie isn't on the score sheet very much, Adam Ernie, but what kind of game do you have tonight in terms of his impact on?
Well, it's hard to really criticize anybody's game tonight. You look at chances we gave up, we weren't, but everybody was skating, including Adam. He had a big hit. First, first period, I think. And, you know, he's obviously getting under guys' skin because Ben took a penalty on him there in the third period. He just won about his business, but he's using his legs, using his body when he's doing that. It's a good sign.
Thanks, guys.